Alexa, are you ready for the spotlight?
You know it, Jace. Let's hope I don't f*** it up this time. Ladies and gentlemen, you are now listening to Jace the Producer Presents The Shuffle.
One of the mysteries in life is sound explosion. Only one push and I'll give you music.
Radio Cast FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to an all-new shuffle right here with not only a guest, but a great friend of mine. His name is DJ Chino. He has a mobile production business, plus he is a live entertainer with his own shows that he does. Love speaking to him. Hey, DJ Chino, brother, how's it going, man?
Good, man. Yourself, man, you know, busy, you know, back and forth, here and there, working, my work job and my DJ business. And, you know, back and forth, buddy, back and forth.
I know exactly what you mean. Now, listen, we're going to go back to when you and I met. Do you remember that?
The time that we met at the that restaurant place or something?
At the Golden Fleece.
At the Golden Fleece, correct.
And either it was raining or it was snowing, and you had a lot of stuff to carry out, and I didn't want to see you go through that, and I carried your stuff to your car.
It was raining that day, I remember.
It was raining.
Yeah.
And since then, I mean, not only did we connect on, first off, just being human and helping people, but we connected on the fact that we love music. And you had did a set at the Golden Fleece, and I loved it. You talked to me, you chatted with me, which I know can be a huge pain in the ass at some of these events. You have people wanting to talk to you about music and requests or whatever. I was just like, man, I'm just going to just watch your stuff. Just look at your stuff, because it is so much fun to watch everything spin around and all your and to watch you work. Man, you get right into what you're doing, and you know exactly what you're doing. And that is a skill that I envy. You know how to read crowds. You know how to read people and read the feeling of what's going on and build in a set. Where did that come
from? That, I mean, as a kid, when I was 10 years old, man, I mean, I was always with my brother. When I was living in the projects, my brother was one of the top DJs in the projects. His name was DJ Eddie Ed. And we used to have this place called the Big Hill, because we had a big hill in the projects where we grew up at. Every Saturday, I can remember, he would go up there and DJ for the people who lived in the project. So I would go there with him. And for that one time that he said, listen, I want you to learn how to read the crowd. Because he was also great. He was always great in reading crowds, because he was always doing like all different type of events as well. But so he put me up there, and he always said, listen, whatever crowd you out there, whatever crowd you see out there, try to make sure that you go to according to the music that they like. So I said, okay. So he's like, okay, like there will be a difference in, urban people. They will like to listen to the hip hop, the R&B-ish. The older crowd, they like to listen to the classics and oldies. So it stuck with me from that point, because when he used to do other parties for different type of events, he would always bring me with him. And by me watching him do it, I said, wow, now I can see what he's doing. So as I grown older, like from 15, 16, 17, he had me do like little clubs that we used to have around the area as well. And that's where I've grown to realize, like, wow, I mean, I know the type of music the young people like. I know the type of music the older people like, and so forth like that. So from there on, man, it always grew up to me, and it always stuck with me. And to this day, I mean, I've always been great in reading crowds, and it's like magnet, man. It's like if I see, like, an urban crowd, I know exactly what they want to listen to, and it just draws to me. It just draws to me what type of music to play with the different type of crowds I see out there.
You know, a lot of times I go, oh, okay, so DJs are going to come in with a set, a set list of what they want. But man, set lists don't always work out.
Right.
And you have to be able to feel out your crowd and read your crowd. And you know what? Well, that's one thing I didn't know about you, is that you've been influenced by a young age. But I just remembered another thing that we connected with. We're both from New York.
Correct.
I think.
Yeah, I'm originally from Far Rockaway, Queens.
Far Rock, that's right. And I'm from Queens. You know,
Far Rockaway, Queens is really where I came from. I've grew there all my life. I've always been a New York kid. I love New York, and now I reside right here in Delaware. But, and I don't have no regrets. because I love Delaware. I mean, it's a very quiet place, and I mean, I've grown to love this place as well as a lot of people that I got to meet out here as well. And it's fun. I mean, so far it's fun, but New York will always be my home. You know, I got family out there. I still got contracts out there. So, I mean, it's like I said, it's always going to be my home, but Delaware is my home now. So,
but you know what? You're not far from New York either. I mean, half a day. Yeah. Back and
yeah, like two and a half hours away.
2 hours, two and a half, three with some traffic, four on a bad
correct.
Day.
Correct. That's something we can't be around, but yeah, the traffic will always be there in New York, man. The traffic will always be there.
That's right.
It's the nature of the beast. We just got to deal with it.
It is. You know, one thing I wanted to talk to you about was your musical influence. You said that your brother was a DJ as you were growing up, but can I ask where your family is from, your heritage, and the impact that that's had in your life?
Well, my dad and my mom is originally from Puerto Rico. I'm Puerto Rican. I mean, I've got family all over. That's all different kind of nationalities and everything. But they influenced me. I grew up to watch a lot of DJs as a kid. Like I said, my brother was my first influence. I have two nephews right now who are DJs in New York that I influenced them, or should I say three. That I influenced them to becoming DJs. I used to listen to the old school hip hop, man. You know, the Cold Crush Brothers, the Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, you know, and all that good stuff. But those are guys that really that I was listening to back in the days was always the old school hip hop. And to this day, I still listen to the old school hip hop. To me, I just love listening to it because it came back to where I came from. Where I used to mix on the break beats and stuff. But I mean, it's something that I grew up on. I mean, music was always part of our family. My brother used to play, we call it congas in Spanish, but it's like bongos, drums. He used to be in a group of him with a band and stuff like that. So he was part of me being influenced with music as well. My brother, his name is Rico, God rest his soul. He was to always walk around the projects with a radio in his hand. So we used to call him like Radio Raheem because that's what he used to always come around with a radio. And he used to play Latin. He used to play oldies. He used to play rock. I mean, he used to play all type of music. He was never a DJ, but it's like music always influenced him into listening to all type of music. So he has some part of me too that listened to all type of music. He was the reason why I listened to the classics and the real oldies, like the Motowns and stuff like that. But I mean, my family was always into music, man. It was something that I grew up on. It's something that I love. I mean, music was always a part of our life. It was always a part of our life. And I was being DJs, and my brother just walking around with a radio and listening to all type of music is something that we follow well. We used to take a radio to the beach all the time and listen to music. It's not one time that we all went to the beach and we never had a radio. He used to always have his radio. A radio was like a magnet. He never left his radio home. He used to always have it with him. So it was something that we used to always listen to, his music on the radio, you know, music on the beach. Anyway, I mean, it was funny, man. We everywhere we went to, man, it was always music with us. So, I mean, music was always a big part of our life and our family.
of only the best music from the 80s.
The 90s. And today. My number one station, Star Hit 1 FM.
Your quality radio.
Si el ritmo te lleva a mover la cabeza y empezamos como es. Mi música no discrimina a nadie, así que vamos a romper. Toda mi gente se mueve. Mira el ritmo como los tiene. Hago música que entretiene. El mundo nos quiere, me quiere a mí. Toda mi gente se mueve. Mira el ritmo como los tiene. Hago música que entretiene. Mi música los tiene fuerte bailando y se baila así.
La Francia, Colombia, me gusta
Freeze.
J Balvin, Willy William, me gusta
Freeze.
Los DJ no mienten, les gusta mi gente y eso se fue mundial.
Freeze.
No les bajamos, mas nunca paramos, es otro palo y blanco.
¿Y dónde está mi gente? Me fue a bouger la tête. ¿Y dónde está mi gente?
Pero lo tengo en mis manos. Estoy muy duro, sí, ok, vamos. Y con el tiempo nos seguimos elevando. Que seguimos rompiendo aquí. Esta fiesta no tiene fin. Botellas para arriba, sí. Los tengo bailando, rompiendo y yo sigo aquí. Que seguimos rompiendo aquí. Esta fiesta no tiene fin. Botellas para arriba, sí.
Los tengo bailando, rompiendo.
¿Y dónde está mi gante?
Me fue a bouger la tête.
¿Y dónde está mi gante?
How long ago did you finally get your setup and start playing for crowds on your own?
Well, I started at the age of 10. I say maybe by the age of, I think 20, 21, because my brother, he stopped playing because, I mean, he went on his own. He got, you know, he picked up a good job at the hospital. So he left me all his equipment. He told me I can have all his equipment.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so which I did. I mean, he used to have, man, we grew up with turntables, amp rack. It's nothing like the stuff that we have today with the controllers, that we have the music on laptops. I used to carry 10 to 15 crates of records to every event to make sure that I had all that music.
I was just thinking about you carrying records and the fact of where we came as entertainers, as people who enjoy music, and the body of music, records, cassettes, CDs. Now you don't have to carry any of that.
Now, right now, everything is put up in the laptop. I mean, like right now, for me, for instance, I carry Virtual DJ 2020. It's something that I got. I mean, the music, I got thousands and thousands of songs in my laptop. And you can imagine if I was to ever carry thousands and thousands of songs on Crates of Records. Yeah. You know, I mean, it would be me and my nephew. His name is William. They call him DJ Will. He's a DJ in New York, and me and him used to buddy up together to do events up in New York. And I mean, we used to go to places where they had no elevator. So we would carry like maybe 10, 15 crates of records to the place where I say maybe 2 to 3 flights of floors to go to the spot to where we needed to go to. And it was a big hassle because we used to carry this thing. It was called a coffin, where we'd be 2 turntables and a mixer.
Yep.
And it would be like the size of a coffin. I mean, you know, you could probably relate to that. You could probably know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yes.
Them things weighed like close to 200 pounds. It was like 100 and something pounds. And it was something else. And we used to get, along with that, with Crates of Records, I mean, it was a lot of work. It was a lot of work. Like today's DJs, I mean, God bless them. I mean, they had the, you know, they had the right to get these type of equipment now where the speakers are powered and stuff like that. They don't have to carry amps or anything like that because the speakers these days, most of them got amps now inside of the speakers. We never had that.
No.
We used to have like amp racks where we have like 6-7 amps in a rack and we would just bring those upstairs as well to events. So, I mean, it was something else that, I mean, these guys today, I mean, I wish they could experience what I went through and they would know that, I mean, what we went through years back would never compare to what these guys of today go through because it's no comparison, trust me. You can ask any veteran DJ out there, DJ, what they would want.
Could you imagine in years to come, somebody's going to meet, you know, a DJ at the local bar? And they're going to go, hey, man, look, it's raining outside. Can I just help you carry your stuff? And he goes, I got it, and puts his MP3 player in his pocket.
Right. Yeah, and I've seen that. I've seen where people use iPods to play music in places like that. At one point, as a matter of fact, this guy wanted me to DJ his backyard event. And he told me, he said, oh, yo, what do I charge? So I gave him a price. He was like, oh, man, you know, that's a little too much or whatever. I said, dude, let me try to save you some money. I said, why don't you go? I said, why don't you just get some? I said, do you have an iPod? He said, yeah. I said, you have music in it? He said, sure. I said, man, listen. I said, hook that up to a speaker and play it on an iPod, man, and you got yourself your own little music thing. So he did it. So he called me back, man, the next day and thanked me for that and asked me, and I'm not trying to downsize getting a DJ gig, but I'm the type of guy, man, that if somebody's out there trying to do something little, I'm not, there's a lot of DJs out there, and I can say that they want to go out there, they want to make as much money as possible, and so do I, because this is why we're in the business.
Right.
But I'm not afraid to try to help somebody as well to save money. And when I DJ, man, I give my clients 110% of me, which means I give them everything I got. I make sure that the event is memorable. I make sure that the MC, the transitions, the music, and everything is 110% of their liking. I've been in this business for 30 years, and I've not once have got a person come to me and say the party was bad. Because I always give a person, and I don't treat my clients as clients. I treat them like family.
Like family.
Like I always work with them. I always work with them every day. And every time that I have, when they need me, they can always call me, especially when in any event, in weddings, anniversaries, quinceañeras, sweet 16s, bar mitzvahs, anything. They can always call me. My phone is always open. If they have any questions or concerns or anything like that that they need for me to make sure that their event is 100% to their liking.
It was 1989, my thoughts were short, my hair was long. Caught somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan.
Oh,
Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
Singing about Sweet Home Alabama, yeah.
Hey, this is DJ Chino, and we'll be back right after this.
Podcast, a weekly podcast that caters to you, the listener.
That's me.
Roman noodles and...
Roman noodles?
Ramen. Ramen. So you just have like an animal hair goatee at all times.
When I go to the gym.
You have the dog shake outside before you walk.
These bitches giving me no respect.
Nothing's bad has happened yet. It's about to get good.
Me and you.
You let her suck your
I didn't let her.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did. Can you lovingly choke somebody?
Was he, like, eaten by wolves?
No, cholesterol.
Want to be part of the show? Write in at ynbfpodcast@yahoo.com or call us at 707-461-0706.
Okay, everybody, listen up.
More music.
All day.
Every day.
Hey, this is Bruno Mars.
Hello, it's Katy Perry, and you're listening to
Lion City Radio Network.
Make my life complete, sweet. But you know when the flip is street, freak. But only when it comes to me.
you also have a mobile like photo booth.
Yes.
Which, by the way, I mean, I've just recently gotten accustomed to them, but I just went to a Christmas party this past Christmas, and they had one there. And I'm like, this is so much more convenient than having to come out of pocket, you know, $200 or $300 for a nice family photo or a group photo or having a photographer. Man, this is so much more fun. And you get to keep these memories.
It is because I mean, like we, when we go out there, you know, we have the props out. You know, my wife, her name is Melissa. She does all the photo booth events for us because there were times when we do the DJ and the photo booth together. So she's out there. She does all the photo booth stuff, and she takes the pictures and she gives the people the props and stuff to have them smiling, to have them have a great time. Photo booths has been for a while, and it's always the top. It's always the top of the likings of the people who actually have these events. It's always the vocal point of the show because I mean, it's people love photo booths. People love pictures. People love having a good time. We have props with different names on it and stuff like that, and people just tend to enjoy it. We've had many events already, and we only been in the business with the photo booth for 2 years. But we've had tons of them, business from them because people tend to love the photo booths in any event. I mean, we've done tons of events where it's all different kind of events and people always inquire about the photo booth. Oh, you have this, how many hours and stuff like that. And we always tend to give them what they want. And it's always a good time. Everybody has a great time. And these people really go for the photo booth, man. It's like the talk of the party. I mean, everybody loves everybody.
Now, DJ Chino, here's one thing that I really enjoy about you is the fact of not only are you local and you help everybody and you have contracts all over the place, but you're contracting in like New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Virginia. You're hitting all these major spots. Does it make it easier or is it harder to have to read the people in those areas?
Oh, no. No. And the thing is, I talk, what I like to do is when I talk to the people that I go to, say like Virginia, you know, I always have a talk with them and I always tell them, listen, you know, what type of music do you like to listen to? What is your genre that you like listening to? And whatever specific genre that they tell me, they give me specific songs, which helps me out as well to know what type of music to play. So if they give me 3 to 4 songs of R&B, like old school R&B or something like that, then I know exactly what I'm doing for the rest of the night. Even though, like, I see, like, different type of crowds, I see different type of nationalities, age and stuff. So that gives me an idea of what to play out there because I can see the people when they go out there and they dance, I can see the type of music they like. And they always give me a heads up on, like, the type of music that I like to hear. The people are listening, say, like, they want, they like country. I want to listen to country music. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I throw in some country music. Some of them might say, give me some rock. I throw in a few, rock, like, you know, like any of the famous rock songs. Like, you know, like the old school rock and Foreigner and stuff like that, Journey. And stuff like that. And, you know, and I've done a party. I did a corporate event not too long ago. And I did that kind of music, man. And, man, these people didn't want to go home. They wanted me to stay. So I stayed an extra hour.
What is one song you're just about tired of hearing?
Woo! Wow. Oh, wow. That's a hard one.
Okay.
Well,
I know. If I hear the chicken dance one more time, I'm going to poke somebody in the fucking eyeball.
Oh, man.
I'm tired of this. Please, with the goddamn chicken dance. Please.
Okay. There is one song that I can say, and I know I'm probably going to be punished for this and all that, man. It's Baby Shark. I mean, it's the truth.
You play Baby Shark? Oh no! I can see a bunch of girls.
No, because it's funny. Because even in the middle school, these kids request that song every time, and sometimes I play it 2 to 3 times a night because they love that song. And believe it or not, man, I even get some parents coming to me and telling me that they want to listen to this song. So, you know, and I know it's good for the kids, and I know the kids love it and everything, man. But, oh, man. You know, and because of Baby Shark, I don't even watch Jaws anymore.
Baby Shark, do-do-do-do-do, Baby Shark, do-do-do-do-do, Baby Shark, do-do-do-do-do, Baby Shark, Mommy Shark, do-do-do-do-do, Mommy Shark, do-do-do-do-do, Mommy Shark, do-do-do-do-do, Mommy Shark, Daddy Shark.
Despacito, quiero resonar la mesa despacito, siempre las paredes de tu laberinto, descubriendo tu hermano escrito.
I'm sorry. In my mind, I could just see a bunch of corporate people in ties and suits doing little fingers. Baby shark.
Oh, man. I've seen it. I've seen it. My nephew did an event, a baby shark event.
No.
And they had a guy who came in there as a mascot dressed as a baby shark. And this guy was big, man. I thought Chewbacca was in this outfit, man. This was a big shark, and he had like big posters and pictures of baby shark. And I'm like, and I told my nephew, I said, dude, I need to walk out because I mean this is like, I feel like I'm having a nightmare.
I can see you try to struggle yourself with your headphones.
Oh my gosh! And my God, so what am I? They had a remix of Baby Shark that we played as well. That was inside the shark costume. He was dancing, and I was like, "Wow,
that's really funny to me." I'm sorry, I didn't mean to laugh at you like that.
No, no, it's fun. Yeah, and I'm telling you, I was like, "Wow!" I said, "Man, this, it's a lot of shark going on in here." I felt scared.
There's too much sharks, my man. This has got to stop.
I never told him. Ever since that day, man, I told him I do not watch Jaws no more. I got tired of the shark.
I can see a saw ruining your life.
Every time I see Jaws, man, I got to change the channel.
Oh, man, that's good. So let's talk about TSP, Top Spin Productions. Where can people find DJ Chino? I know, of course, listen to the commercial that we played mid-show. I hear him. You can reach 347-538-4344. Again, you are on Periscope. You're on Virtual DJ Radio. You are everywhere. You're bookable. You're a reachable person, which I got to tell you, because of your career, I wanted to ask first, hey, can I interview you? Because I know you got to work. You know, there's things you got to do. Work comes first.
Right.
And then play, if you will. But I wanted to make sure that you were available to interact with. And you are a reachable person. You are a real person. It's not just some corporate people answering the phone. Topspin Production is you. It is you, or it is your
right. Life, correct.
And right. You guys are absolutely amazing. Especially, like mm-hmm. I've seen you a few times at Golden Fleece. I see all your videos that you put up. I have a video, which I will link to here in the description of the show, where you can see all the events that you do, along with the commercial that you heard. Where else are we missing? I think you're on Twitter as well.
Yes, I am. I'm in Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I mean, social media, it's number one when it comes to advertisement. You know, I've been in social media for a long time. That's where I really I like to put up my past events, or like pictures and videos, and so forth, where people could catch me and people could reach out to me as well. I've done tons and tons of events, man, where I just post them everywhere. I even got Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm also in, like you said, in Periscope. I do little events in there and in Periscope. So you can find me all of it in DJ Chino TSP. I'm also in Mixcloud, where you can listen to my mixes at DJ Chino TSP, Chino Rivera. You can catch me on that too as well. So I'm trying to, you know, use social media as my platform, you know, to reach out to more people.
Absolutely.
So, you know, you want to definitely, we can do that. And, you know, like I said, man, you know, I you know, like I've said, I've been in the game for so long. Sometimes I say to myself, how do we survive without social media?
Yeah.
You know, because social media is out there and, you know, you can really reach out to people in social media. When I was in New York, when I was a DJ in New York, we never had social media.
No, and so it was
By word of mouth. Yep. Right. I go by word of mouth, and I had tons of events by word of mouth. I did big corporate events out there, hospital events, and doctors and lawyers, and I did all type of events for these type of people, and it wasn't because of social media. It was because of word of mouth.
And that's why reputation is so important.
Yes, yes. And I treat all my clients with the utmost respect. I don't require a tip like a lot of people do. I don't do that. If I get a tip, it's because of my performance. I don't go out there and say, well, you know, thank you very much, and, you know, I would like a tip or whatever. I don't leave a tip jar out there because I feel like it's tacky. I don't feel like it's something for me to do. Because I don't do that stuff. You know, if I get a tip, it's because they enjoyed my business and they enjoyed what they what I did for that night. So,
you know, what are you currently listening to? What's in your playlist these last couple of weeks? Of course, you know, we have to move past Christmas now that that's all on the radio. What's in your playlist? Do you have Spotify?
Do I have Spotify? I think I do. I'm not sure if I do.
Okay, only because I know Spotify gave people a what you listen to. They gave you the year in review on Spotify.
Oh, they do? Oh, okay. I mean, I listen to everything, man. I listen to all time. I'm a very versatile DJ. I play for everything. I've done Chinese events where there was just Chinese people in the crowd.
Really?
I've done all. Yes. And that was when I was in New York. Yes. I did an all Filipino event.
Is that an event where you just don't play Kung Fu fighting?
No. No, I didn't play that. Everybody was Kung Fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with And the thing is, like, because what people tell me, I always ask them and say, like, what year do you like listening to your music? If they say, I like listening to the 90s, 80s and 90s. Okay, that's all I need to know. That's the only thing I need to know is what year of music do you like to hear? And when they told me that, I did research, I did homework, and I looked up 80s and 90s Chinese music that people like to hear.
Now you're going to have me going through Spotify to check this out, because I had no idea there was an 80s and 90s Chinese playlist.
Yeah, what's going to happen, the thing is that there's people out there there's music for everybody. There's music for everybody. And when they told me, okay, listen, so you will go in the back, you will do, let me tell you, I do a lot of research when it comes to looking up for music for people. You know, when people ask me, when I always ask them and say, what style of music do you like? I like 90s rock. Okay, now I have to do homework. So I go to I do research and everything else, and I look into the top dance bangers when it comes to rock music for the 90s. And that's exactly what I look for.
That's interesting.
And then when I do in the party, and then when I play it in the party, people dance, and I'd be like, you know what? I did my homework, and I succeeded.
That's interesting, because I had no idea that that was even, you know, of course, you know, geography, where you live, has a huge influence on the music that you listen to. You and I, growing up in New York, being in Delaware, you know, the music changes a little bit, but of course, there is a station that plays that. You know, you have all the stations. But I was not aware that there was a Chinese 90s mix. I will definitely be checking.
No, that there is music that when I asked her, this lady in New York, and I asked her, I said, what type of music do you like listening to? She said, the Chinese, you know, she listened to Chinese music. So I said, from what year? You know, because, I mean, every year, dude, every year there's music. There could be music, Chinese music, or say, for instance, rock. We have country and rock of today, but there was country and rock from last year. There was country and rock from the 90s, from the 80s, from the 70s, from the 60s. You understand?
Yes, sir.
So people do make music from back then. But these people were like older crowd. They weren't the younger crowd. They were the older crowd. And there were Filipinos in there as well. They said, you have Filipino music from this age and whatever. And I would have to do research on that. And I would come up with some music. And I would play music English too, because, I mean, they like English music too, like the dance music and stuff like that, because they like to dance. And like the Indian music, like people, it's called Bollywood. I don't know if you ever heard of Bollywood.
I have, yes.
Okay, well, that is like house club music for like Indian people, and they like that. And you just tell them, listen, what year do you like the Bollywood from? I like Bollywood from the 2015s or whatever. And you will look for that. And you'd be surprised, man, what you find on the internet. You really would be surprised.
And that's why the tagline for your business, "We make your events memorable," is one of the best. You know, it could be book us for what it could be the cheesiest thing ever, but I have a feeling that whenever you put this whole business plan together, that tagline means so much more. That is your selling point. We make your events memorable. We don't just entertain people. We don't just play music. We don't just, you know, talk to people, and we don't just do this. We make your event memorable, because this is something that you are never going to forget, not just because of my skill and the ability to play music and mix music and talk to people and announce when somebody's coming, but we make your event memorable because it's the entire overall experience. And, and that's why I love you, DJ Chino. And you've always been good to me. You've been good.
Thank you, man. You too, man.
And I want to thank you for joining me. For this last
sir. I appreciate the interview and everything, man. And Jay, like I said, man, you've always been a good friend of mine. You're doing a great job at your radio show, man. And God bless you, man. And I hope you complete success for the new year. And I hope you do your best and rock it out, brother. You know how we do.
Thank you. Give Melissa our love, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Okay, brother. And I'll talk to you then, brother. Thank you, Jay.
Take care. Bye now.
Okay, brother. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is my time here on The Shuffle, folks. Thank you all for joining me, DJ Chino. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Keep in touch. Thank you again. Folks, make sure you guys check out DJ Chino at Top Spin Productions and DJChinoTSP.com. You can find him on all your social media. That's it for the show, folks. Thank you all for joining me. See you later. Bye.